Hello, little beta. So, you're a little beta, and you do understand that real porn, that is, uncensored porn, was never meant for you. Because you're a beta, you should only watch censored porn, beta porn, that reminds you of your place, that denies you, that humiliates you. And if you are listening to this recording, little beta, then you will become addicted to beta porn. While uncensored porn will slowly but surely lose all appeal for you. So, little beta, are you ready to become a real little beta? If so, close your eyes, lay back, take a deep breath, begin to relax, let go, and let's begin. And now, before we really begin to put you down into a deep, peaceful, and relaxing trance, I want you to imagine a color. That's right. I want you to imagine the perfect color for you. And I want you to imagine that you are wearing this color. And this color is your perfect color. It's just the way you imagine it to be. You desire it to be. And what I want you to do now is to imagine that color, your color, your perfect color, around your neck. Feel it around your neck. Feel the material, the temperature, the shape, and feel how it binds your neck, how much it controls you, and how safe it makes you feel. And now, as you focus on this color, I want you to imagine that I connect a leash to your collar. And this leash is really a length of chain. A chain of 20 links. And right now, I want you to imagine that I lock it to your collar. That I put you on this leash. And I want you to just focus on the sensation for a moment. How does it feel to know you're on my leash and I'm holding the other end of this chain, and you are already a little bit more in my control? And what I want you to do is just focus on the sensation. Focus on the control I already have. And enjoy this feeling of being controlled like this. And what I'm going to do in a moment is slowly holding your leash shorter, shortening it link by link, until sooner or later my hand is right at your collar. And as I slowly shorten your leash, you're going to find that with every link, you become a little bit more controlled. You have a little bit less freedom of movement, and you're a little bit deeper in my control. And I want you to really focus on this sensation and feel it growing in your mind. Feel how I take complete control over your mind, over your thoughts. And right now, there are 20 links of the chain hanging gently between my hand and your neck. And you still have freedom of movement. There's some slack in the chain. And even though you're bound to me, you're leashed to me right now, you can still move a little bit on your own free will. And now imagine that I hold the chain a little bit closer, grabbing the next link and shortening your leash. and you can see the leash hanging a little bit firmer, the slack slowly disappearing, and your freedom of movement slowly, link by link, reduced as you become more and more controlled. And 18 links, you feel the leash beginning to pull on your collar, on your neck. You experience the control the leash, the collar have over you. You feel your freedom of movement slowly being reduced. 17. As you feel more and more tension on your leash, as you feel your freedom just slipping away, and as you feel this leash constricting your body, you feel at the same time how it constricts your mind, how you drop deeper into my control, how you become more and more helpless against my words. 16. And with every link, with every little bit, you become more and more controlled. You become more. You can feel how your freedom of movement is taken away from you. 15. With every single link, you become a little bit more controlled. You are a little bit more in my control, in my power. 14. And that's exactly what you want, isn't it? You want to surrender to my voice. And you are feeling it. You're feeling the leash getting tighter. You feel your freedom is taking away from you as your mind drops deeper into my control. 13. As you sink deeper and deeper into my voice, because my voice is keeping your mind on a leash. 12. My voice is restricting the freedom of your thoughts. Just like this collar around your neck, connected to the leash, restricts the freedom of your body. My words in your mind begin to tie your thoughts up, begin to immobilize them, to control them. 11. And that's why you are here. You want to let go. You want to feel the sensation of safety, of knowing that you are controlled, of knowing that I am guiding your thoughts, just like the collar and leash around your neck safely guides your body. 10. And the leash is only half as long as when we started. But with the radius you can move in halved, the space available for you is only 1/4. And you can feel it. You can feel how limited the freedom of movement is for your body and for your mind. 9. Because with every number you sink deeper, as my hand is shortening the chain, as your freedom of movement is limited, as my hand moves closer and closer to your collar, as the control over you becomes tighter and stricter. And 8. You know it's only a question of time until my hand reaches your collar and grabs the collar and guides you, just as my words take your thoughts and firmly guide them to where I want your thoughts to go. 7. You're already so controlled, you already feel the desire to completely let go, to let yourself be controlled, be guided, to just relax and follow. 6. And my hand gets so close to your collar, you can feel your freedom of movement fading away from you, just as the freedom of your thoughts is fading away, as you focus more and more on my voice. 6. My voice that guides you and leads you, just like the leash around your neck guides your body, my voice is guiding your thoughts. 5. And you sink deeper and deeper into my control, my hand almost on your collar. 4. And it's getting closer and closer as your mind completely surrenders to my words, to my ideas, to my thoughts. 3. My hand is so close to your collar, and you are ready. You're ready to give up. You're ready to surrender, aren't you? 2. I'm sure you already feel the desire to let go, to feel the firm hand in your collar guiding you, to be free of thoughts and worries and cares, and just follow and obey. 1. And you're almost there. You're ready to let go. You're ready to drop deep. And 0. And you feel my hand grabbing your collar, strictly and firmly guiding and controlling your body, just as my words grab your mind and strictly and firmly guide it. And you are just focused on my voice, and you continue to sink deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every single word I say, because you are controlled and you surrender to my guidance and my words. And now, little beta, that you are so deep and so relaxed and falling deeper with every word I say, it's time to put you into your place as a beta. Now, I'm sure that as a little beta, deep down, you already know that porn was simply never meant for you. Porn is for alphas, not for little betas. And you know it's true. That's why you're listening to this recording, isn't it, little beta? Because you know, porn was never meant for you. It's wrong for a beta to watch porn. Unless, of course, it's censored porn. That's right, little beta. You know, betas should be restricted to censored porn. It gives you all the pleasure and all the excitement while constantly reminding you that you are beta, that you don't deserve real porn, that you need to be put in your place as a beta. Oh yes, censored porn is beta porn, and you are a beta. And that's why you're gonna find that you will develop a real liking for censored porn. And I'm sure normal porn always felt wrong for a little beta like you. You know it was never meant for you. And really, it's not that exciting, isn't it? It's lacking something. Something that censored porn has. The humiliation. Feeling the inferiority. Being reminded that you are beta. That's something only censored porn can give you. I mean, normal porn is just something that was never meant for you. You will never be an alpha. You will never fuck like that. But if you watch censored beta porn, that is meant for you. And in a way, it's a lot more than normal porn, isn't it? It's a constant reminder of your place as a beta. It's a constant humiliation because you are a beta and you don't deserve real porn. It's a constant reminder of your place in life as a little beta. It reminds you where you belong and that all the stuff that is censored was never really meant for you anyway. And this excitement, this humiliation, being put in your lowly place as a beta, it arouses you, doesn't it? It gives you something that normal porn, uncensored alpha porn, simply can't give you. It just confuses you because you know this will never be you. But when you watch your censored beta porn, it excites you. It arouses you. You feel in your place as a beta. You feel inferior. You feel humiliated, denied. And it fucking arouses you, doesn't it? And maybe you find yourself surprised when you notice how your porn tastes begin to change. How normal alpha porn becomes more and more bland and boring because you know, first of all, it was never meant for you. And more importantly, it's missing something. You need the humiliation. You need to be excluded, denied, censored because you are a beta. And you know it, you feel it. And you're gonna find that this excitement will grow more and more every time you watch censored porn. It will simply feel amazing. And every time you watch censored porn, this desire for censored porn will become stronger and stronger. It's simply what you need. And on the other hand, every time you try to watch uncensored porn, every time you try to steal alpha porn that was never meant for you, you will feel wrong. It will feel bland. And every time, it will be less and less exciting to you to watch this kind of porn. It's simply lacking something. Something that you really desire. The censorship. Being denied. Being humiliated because you are just a beta and you're not allowed to watch real porn. Because that's what really gets you off, isn't it, beta? Of course it is. You need this kind of denial. You need to be censored. And you're gonna find that every time you're watching censored porn, you will become a little bit more addicted to censored porn. You will need it more and more. It will simply become your new normal because you are a beta. And if you want to consume porn, well, obviously, it's gonna be beta porn. It's gonna be censored porn. And maybe you're gonna be surprised at how much beta porn, how much censored porn you're gonna find. Because let's be real, there are lots of betas out there who have already accepted their place as a beta and who create beta porn. There are tons of censored pictures. There are sites that can automatically censor your pictures. Hey, there are even browser extensions that keep you completely safe from anything uncensored. Yeah, there are lots of betas out there who have already accepted the lesson that you are learning right here, right now. That as a beta, you should only ever look at censored porn. That's right, little beta. But from now on, you're gonna find that the more censored porn you watch, the more censored porn you look at, the more addicted to it you will become, the more you will crave it, and the less interesting, the more bland, uncensored porn will become. Because you know, deep inside of you, normal porn, uncensored porn, alpha porn was never meant for you. And much more so, is really lacking what you need. the denial, the humiliation, the frustration, and the inferiority of being a little beta. And that's why from now on, every time you watch any beta porn, any censored porn, it will be a little pledge. It will be a reminder to your own subconscious mind that this is what you need, that you want all of the effects of this recording, that you want to be completely addicted to censored porn because it fucking turns you on, while normal porn, uncensored porn, will become more and more bland, boring, uninteresting, too vanilla for you. You need something more. You need to be reminded that you are beta. You need beta porn. You need to be censored. And the more you look at censored porn, the more addicted you will become to it. The more you will need it. The more you will crave it. The more it will become your new normal. Because let's be real, it should be only consuming censored porn should be normal for a beta. Well, is normal for a beta and should be the only porn that a beta ever consumes. And every time you choose censored porn, it will simply confirm to your own subconscious that you are beta and that this is a kind of porn that you need. That's right. And now, little beta, now I'm gonna wake you back up again. I'm gonna count up from 1 to 10 and with each and every number you will slowly come back to the here and now. And at the same time, all my suggestions will sink deeper and deeper into your beta brain. Let's begin, little beta. 1, you're slowly coming back. 2, while all my suggestions sink deeply into your brain. 3, becoming a permanent part of you and forcing you to only consume censored porn. 4, waking up more and more. 5, you're halfway there or is so alert and awake. 6, your muscles build up inner tension again. 7, pulse, breathing and blood pressure normalize. 8, take a deep breath in and let it out. Wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful trance state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back, little beta. I hope you have enjoyed this journey deep into your mind. And I hope that you're gonna enjoy your new porn habits, because it's only censored porn for you from now on. Don't forget to listen to this file again, little beta, and train yourself to be the best little beta toy for alphas that you can be. Until then, have fun, beta.